to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. To begin our program this time, we have our usual information from the Australian Government, the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning sunspot activity, or solar activity, actually. The department indicates that the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is still holding at a very low level of 89, that's 89. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 33. And those levels are not expected to change significantly in the near future, and it looks like we're going to have a continuation of unreliable high frequency long haul multipath propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz in the months ahead. As I mentioned in our broadcast recently, we're still currently running through the final stages or the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24. The revised estimate for the beginning of new cycle 25 is planned or expected to occur during sometime early in 2017. This is a revised estimate based on new conditions or new parameters which have been checked, and the original indication was that the new cycle would not start until about now, but that's been put back several months and it's not now expected for until next year. So cycle 24 still stumbles along and we're still in the plateau. Actually, there was a secondary peak in the cycle in recent weeks. Australia. A new licence has been allocated by the regulatory body, the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The new station is for shortwave broadcasting in Australia, and it's operating, or will be operating, on the frequency in the 60 metre band of 5045. Now, this frequency is one of several channels which are allocated or which may be used for new licensees for shortwave broadcasting across Australia. The conditions of operations are very tightly controlled by the ACMA. The transmitter power is not to exceed 1 kilowatt, and special conditions apply for the license, meaning that station can be advised or can be directed to close down if interference to other broadcasters on neighbouring frequencies occurs. The licence of the station indicates that it will be located at a site in New South Wales. It's actually at an area known as Razorback Range in northern New South Wales, and the licence actually was issued in October 2015 and will continue until October 2020. There's no indication yet whether the station is to start up soon or whether it will start up at all. There's been a number of these stations licensed in recent years by private people, and some conduct tests, but many never actually get on the air. The frequency, 5045, and that's a channel which has been allocated to prevent interference on long distances at during 24-hour time period. So we'll look forward to seeing what happens there.
I got my bags and I'll be
now some monitoring information made here in Melbourne. We're well into our autumn period now, with actually it's beginning of winter in 3 weeks' time here in Victoria. So conditions on the lower frequencies have been better during darkness hours and during twilight and the late afternoon. The 49 metre band has been giving quite good reception. This is a summary I made recently between 2000 and 2030, just around Melbourne sunrise, on the lower end of the 5 megahertz band, extending up to the top end of that same band. Many signals from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia are audible on these frequency occupancies, may be of some interest. 5930, the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station, the religious organisation, using leased facilities at Nauen in Germany. Program in Arabic. The actual program name is Radio Dardasha. I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation, but Radio Dardasha. D-A-R-D-A-S-H-A. 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System, using the relay facility at Usudan in France for programs in French. And just above that, on 5960, the Voice of Turkey with its Turkish broadcasts. 5985, China Radio International, from transmitter site near Beijing, in English. And 5995, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, broadcasting from Lampetheim in Germany, transmitting in Russian. And 6070, China Radio International, broadcasting in Polish to Europe, of course, from transmitting site in Western China. And 6025, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from Tinian Island, Marianas, in Chinese. And 6090, Nigeria, Radio Kaduna, the local station with all domestic broadcasting, quite well heard here. 6100, another frequency for China Radio International, in Arabic, from the transmitting site at Xi'an. 6110, Ethiopia, station known as Radio Fana, F-A-N-A, Fana, broadcasting in the Oromo language. And 6170, Radio Romania International, from Bucharest, broadcasting in French. And 6185, another frequency for China Radio International, from the relay station at Serik in Albania, with transmissions in Arabic. So quite good reception here in Melbourne during the Melbourne pre-sunrise period in the 49 metre band, with quite a high level of frequency occupancy, mainly for stations broadcasting to and from Europe, Asia, Africa and the Middle East. Some information concerning allocations or frequency allocations for international broadcasters. These are taken from the High Frequency Coordination Committee Master Schedule, the Master Database, and it applies, of course, to the current transmission season. And these are some occupancies which are registered for the lower end of the 25 metre band. They include 11520 WEWN, broadcasting in English, midnight to 1300. 11530, Radio Taiwan International, broadcasting in the 25 metre band between midnight and 0100 in Spanish from the Okeechobee relay station in the USA. Radio Free Asia, using 11540 between 1200 and 1400 from Tinian Island, that's the Marianas Island, with programs in Tibetan. and Radio Ashna, a Voice of America broadcast on 11540 between 1500 and 1730 in Dari and Pashto from the Udon Thani relay station in Thailand. All India Radio on 11560 uses its frequencies for various transmissions, including Pashto and Dari from 0215 to 0345, and the same languages between 1315 and 1530. Another frequency for Radio Free Asia is 11560, scheduled between 1600 and 1700 in Uyghur from Tinian Island in the Marianas, and from 1800 to 1900 in Chinese from the Marianas, from the other transmitting sites at Agingnan Point. Also in the lower end of the 25 metre band, some registrations including KTWR Guam, Transworld Radio 11580, in various languages to Asia between 1200 and 1345. And another frequency at the bottom end of the 25 metre band includes Radio Taiwan International on 11600 in Indonesian from 1000 to 1100, English 1100 to 1200, and Amoy 1200 to 1300. And Radio Taiwan International gets another frequency, 11605. 0800 to 0900 Japanese, 1500 to 1530 Cantonese, and 1530 to 1600. So that was a summary of some registrations or allocations from the High Frequency Coordination Committee, the ITU body, which registers frequencies for international broadcasters, for the bottom end of the 25 metre band for the current transmission season.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, hit you once again. Little arrows.